The latest on the tornado damage impacting the Sulphur School District. An elected leader in Tulsa is facing domestic violence-related charges. And state lawmakers are pushing for reforms involving competitive bidding. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, April 29th. Students at Sulphur Public Schools are out of class following Saturday night's devastating tornado outbreak. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the school and its transportation fleet will likely be out of commission for a while.
Sulphur Superintendent Matt Holder says in a letter sent Sunday, the high school is without electricity, several school sites have water damage, every bus in the transportation fleet is severely damaged, and most campuses and athletic fields have loose debris and downed fences. Holder says he's grateful for the support from area schools and community partners. Davis Public Schools is providing two buses for Sulphur's track team to attend regional competition Monday. The district is working to get a better assessment of the situation and will announce plans for going forward as the information becomes available. It's unclear if the damage will affect the calendar for the rest of the school year. Currently, Sulphur's last day of school is May 16th and graduation is set for May 17th. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond has enacted the state's price gouging law for a dozen counties in response to the weekend tornadoes and severe storms. The law prohibits an increase of more than 10% for the price of goods and services and helps protect customers from unfair price hikes. The AG warns anyone who violates the Emergency Price Stabilization Act is subject to legal consequences. A Tulsa City councilor was arrested last week and is facing charges related to domestic violence. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports it is the latest controversy involving the counselor.
According to records, Counselor Grant Miller was booked into the Tulsa County Jail Thursday night on suspicion of domestic assault and battery first offense, which is a misdemeanor in Oklahoma. Since his candidacy, Miller has been involved in multiple legal battles pertaining to the city, ranging from being under investigation for videotaping poll workers to being the subject of a lawsuit against fellow counselors who allegedly texted about him during a meeting. The Oklahoma Bar Association also ruled Miller failed to pass character and fitness requirements to practice law. Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin said his officers treated Miller like any other domestic violence suspect and that prosecutors will now decide if and how to charge him. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
Oklahoma lawmakers are asking Governor Kevin Stitt to close several state competitive bidding loopholes. We get details from Cheyenne Leach with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Lawmakers have approved a bill to increase transparency and accountability in the use of state funds. House Bill 3057 is authored by Senator Darrell Weaver. The measure mandates that the Oklahoma Office of Management and Enterprise Services, or OMES, use competitive bidding for all purchases of equipment, products, and services. The nonprofit newsroom Oklahoma Voice reports the bill comes after a scathing audit released by the Oklahoma State Auditor and Inspector's Office found a lack of control of the state agency. The audit revealed that OMES has not engaged in competitive bidding to find qualified companies. Instead, the agency relied on a method known as rolling solicitations. In Stillwater, I'm Cheyenne Leach.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, KGOU.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.